Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking our time to tune in, to hear a word. It is good that we're all connected. All things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And, you know, when we come together and share the word of God, we begin to feed off the word of God, and it is rich. It is good. It is so good that whatever we give is going to be given back to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I truly believe that when you turn your time over to the Lord, it becomes a blessing not only to you, but to others that are in your surroundings. Amen. 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 We are back in New York with Minister Edna Herman. She will be speaking this evening, and we're going to pray, and then after we pray, then we are going to move on into the message. I'm going to ask Mother Gloria, are you on from Calling to Me Ministry?
Amen.
Yes. Mother Gloria.
Yes.
I hear that infectious laugh. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Suzanne is ill, and I'm going to ask if you would start off with, you lead us off in prayer, and if you would lead us off in prayer, the next voice that you hear after that is going to be none other than Minister Edna Herman from out of Long Island, New York. Amen.
Yes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our God, we come to you this evening, God, thanking you for your mercy and your grace. Thanking you, God, that we know you, God, as a promise keeper. And God, as we come into our service today, we ask, God, that you shower down your blessings on this service and bring on everyone that's listening tonight, God, that whatever you're going through tonight, you won't leave like you came. We thank you for the message that's going to go forth. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio and co-pastor Clay and First Lady Clay, God, and all of those that are joining us tonight. God, we want to say thank you for what our ears are going to hear. Thank you, because it's going to fall on good ground. Thank you, God, because you allowed us to gather together in your name, that name above all names. And we will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing me, God, to pray this prayer. I came to listen in the hive, and God, you called me out. And in closing, I said to all our people, let's give God some praise. Let's just pause for a moment and just praise him, because he kept us another day. He allowed us to gather together. He's been good to us. So let's praise him. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. We thank you this evening for your goodness and your mercy. And we thank you because can't nobody do us like Jesus. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Yes, I am, sir. I thank God for Mother Gloria calling to the ministry, opening prayer. I thank God for each and every one on the line. Thank you, Co-Pastor John and First Lady Clay, for this opportunity. I thank God for you, and I thank God for my pastor, Overseer Dawn Nixon of Mount Calvary, Holy Church of Huntington. And I thank God for the fivefold kingdom ministry that's on the line. And to all God's people tonight, I'm thanking God because I am hyped. I am going to calm myself. But I thank God for his word. Tonight, we're going to talk about the importance of spending time in the word of God.
Yes.
It is written.
Amen.
Now, quality time, not necessarily quantity time, but quality time is beneficial to your life and the lives that are around you. Spending time in the word is spending time with God. time, in time, in the Word of God. Hallelujah. It is like prayer. More prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. Spending time with God is what we need to do. It brings us to a connection, to a filling up. It's like being at a gas station. Hallelujah. When your car gets a little low, maybe half a tank, and then maybe near empty, you got to go and fill up again. But more importantly, it's the power source that we're going to talk about tonight. The power source that energizes and ignites us to be refilled again. The power of God here on earth is in us. Mm-hmm. Never in the Bible, just bear with me, never in the Bible it says that reading the word was a commandment or a demand for us to do. In fact, Jesus never said it. There were other commandments that we were to do, that we were directed and pointed to do, like love and forgiveness. That's the foundation, the basis of everything. Reading the Word of God is a free will response in gaining growth and maturity. Listen, Jesus' disciples never had to go into the synagogues to read the written word or the scrolls or the Torah. You know why? Because the living word was among them. He walked among them, talked to them, he taught them. He kept them. And those things that he gave them was things that pertained to life and godliness. The Holy Ghost was among them, y'all. Yes, he was. It was in Christ Jesus. It was Christ, the Holy Ghost. They walked with Jesus, and they watched his movements. He was an example in how to maneuver in this life, in that life. Well, in our lives, too, in the journey. And just like you are, and just like they were, we are his examples in the earth. There'll probably be a lot of people that won't read the written word, but they'll read the walking word talking about you. They'll read you, the walking word in you. They'll read you. So we have to represent the kingdom. Represent the kingdom, reading the scriptures, and do as the scriptures say. Reading scriptures is good. It's excellent. It's good for education, discipline, knowledge, and edification. God tells us how important it is to know and meditate on the word. Reading the word on a regular basis has great benefits. It shows God's character, and it provides us with God's revelation of himself. How are you going to really know somebody? Mm-hmm. How are we going to really know somebody unless we spend time with them? How are we going to know somebody if we're just being sporadic? It's a sporadic time with them and not quality time. How are we going to know that individual? In each section of the word, I can say in each layer and of level of the word, we see God's holy, unchanging, faithful, gracious, and loving character. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've said a lot right now. I've said a lot, and I hope time allows me. I know, Mother, I know. And I hope time allows me as we search and we dissect the scriptures and the word that God has given me. I'm saying this, saying and asking, these are turbulent times.
Yes.
Turbulent times we're living in. So what we have to do is word up, y'all. Word
up. Come on now. Word up.
Word up. Is it in you? Okay. I'm going to pray right now. I know. I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father God, I thank you today for this word that you've given me. Holy Ghost, take over as I follow your lead tonight. Do what you always do. Lead as I follow. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. My scripture for tonight, and I know that you all have read it, but I'm going to read it now. Psalms 119, 11 through 16. And it says, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And the reading of the word is already blessed. We're going to just take this word, verses of scriptures, and just take it apart a little bit. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. To hide something means that you've obtained it and valued it. What you've captured to be a precious thing to you. Now, I know, and you know, that some people steal. Some people steal and hide their stolen goods. But we're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about how we've been given the Word. Most valuable and cautious for us not losing it, cautious for us not to misplace it, cautious for it to be not stolen. How many know that, you know, as soon as you get a word and as soon as God gives you the word, here he comes, old Slewfoot. Here come the enemy trying to discourage you and steal the word that has already come to you. He is a liar, and he'll always be one. So your protection, you're in protection mode. You got to cover that word that's been given unto you. Don't let that enemy speak into your ear. You cover that word. Let me put it this way. I will let nothing separate me from the word of God. Now, I know scripture says, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. But we're talking about his word. He is the word. He is love. We will let nothing separate us from the word, or let nothing separate you from the word that God has given you. He's given you life, keep that word. He's given you health, keep that word. He said, you shall not die but live and declare the work of the Lord. Keep that word. Keep the word God has given you, and he's planting it in your spirit and in your soul. Praise God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:35 says, let nothing. Put your name in this right now. Though it's a we thing that the scripture is talking about, but we're going to put our personal name in it. Edna, let nothing. Let nothing. John, Mother Gloria, Suzanne, doctors, everyone on this line, let nothing separate you from the word of God. As we walk in his confidence and we study his word, ain't nothing can stop us, y'all. Nothing. So in this case of hiding in your heart, in our hearts, it means to memorize, to meditate, use it, and share it whenever necessary. Share it. Hallelujah. And it should be shared every day. Hallelujah. Maybe you're staying inside or maybe you can't get outside. Share that word. Look in the mirror and share it. Share that word. That word will never go back. Boy, share it. Look at yourself and share it. Say, word, me. Word, word up. And that's every day we should be reading and memorizing, meditating on the word. Joshua 1:8 says this in the NIV. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. King James puts it this way. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When we have time to read the word of God, when we meditate on the word of God, Psalms 1, 2, and 3 says this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth me meditate day and night. And he and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. By the rivers of water. I want to stop right there. The rivers of water. And you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Well, I'll say this. Planted in Christ, he's the living water. Remember the Samaritan woman at the well? John 4. When he talked about, I'll give you water that you won't thirst again. He is the living water. He's the water that will bring forth his fruit, your fruit, in due season. Be encouraged that it may be, I got this from Pastor John this morning when he was having last comments on calling to me in ministry. Just because you don't see it in this season, be encouraged. Every delay is not a denial. So in your season, God's word never goes back void. In your season, you shall bring forth fruit in your season. That's his promise. And he says, and his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ooh, that's good right there. And whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. Meditating on the word is the most important thing that we can do. Because if we meditate on the word, it gets deep inside of us. It rotates. It moves around in us. You know, words in motion. The word is always in motion. And when we meditate on that word, sidebar, hear this. Meditate means this. What does it mean? It means this. The word meditation in the Hebrew means basically to speak or mutter, to speak or mutter. When this is done in the heart, it calls a musing or meditation. So meditating on the word of God day and night means to speak to yourself. I just said that. To speak to yourself the word of God day and night, and to speak to yourself about it. Speak to yourself about it. Whatever the word, speak to yourself. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Speak to yourself about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So finding different scriptures in the Word. In whatever situation that you're in, you can find something in the Word with your finances. You can find something in the Word with your ailments or family matters. Anything.
Yes.
Anything coming up against you in your daily travel, you can find it in the Word. He that searches and finds, he that knocks, it shall be opened. Come on. If you ask, it shall be given. If you knock, the door will be open. To God be the glory, y'all. Finding, in the scriptures, finding every, in the scriptures is every situation that you're going through. And I remember this. Apostle Logan, Carolyn Logan said this, that God, whatever you need, from generation to generation, the God of the Bible is the God of today. So whatever happened back then during those times of Jesus walking the earth, when he healed the sick, raised Lazarus from the dead, the Word is still the same yesterday and forever. And who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. But it's so important for us to spend time in that Word, to word up. I have to say it again. Is it in you? We have to spend time with the Word. And I must confess this, that there are times, I always read it in the morning, but there are times that because of maybe the busyness of the day, I don't get to spend that quality time. I can tell it. I can tell in my spirit, because the Holy Spirit or the nudging in me says, go read your Word. Read. So God's Word is timeless. The Word is for you, so you can declare and decree what it says. It shall never go back void. Isaiah 55:11 says, God hears his word speaking out of your mouth. Y'all can read Isaiah 55:11. Speaking out your mouth. I'm telling you that he honors what you say because he honors his word. The word of God says he honors his word, honors his word above himself. He honors that word. And it says, and it shall accomplish everything that it please, and it shall, and it will prosper in the thing whereto it is sent. My question tonight, where are you sending the word? Where are you sending? What are you speaking? We got to speak this. We got to get this. Because words create, and words can recreate. So we got to fill up in his word. God has given, he's given you the power and authority in his word to make it happen, to make anything happen. We are citizens of his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We give, Dr. Miles Monroe, we give license for heavenly interference. And God is depending on you, depending on each and every one that's born again, saved, reading his word. He's depending on us. You know what? This world is going crazy. It's whack. It's even worse than when I was growing up because the time is drawing nigh, and we got to prepare ourselves. We got to prepare ourselves because, believe it or not, not just pleading the blood. We can plead the blood because blood never lost its power. And we can bind and loose, but we got to word up. We got to let that word invade us, inhabit our thoughts and our spirit. So when you ask God for something, it won't be out of a pure heart. Not out of a selfish heart with selfish motives. I know y'all ain't going to like me now. Selfish motives. reading or listening to the word. Reading, if you don't want to read, listen to the word. Get the word. You know, you can get it in audio. Listen to the word. It doesn't matter how it comes, it's going to come and seep and infiltrate your spirit, your mind, your emotions. Amen. The word. What does the word do? The word washes us and cleanses those things that are not like God. God hears everything that we say. Yes, he does. But there are times when we pray amiss because of the motives in our heart. Not saying that God doesn't hear his word, but he goes deeper. He looks at our heart. Like James 4:2 says in the NIV, you desire, but do not have. So you kill. You covet, wanting something that someone else has. But you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and you fight. You don't, there ain't nobody on this line, I know. I'm just reading what the word says and what we have to be aware of, because there's a lot of people, even in kingdomdom, that speaks all the right things and do all the right things. But God goes deeper. He looks at the heart. He looks at the intent of the heart. He looks at the motives of why you're asking, what you want it for. There's some that uses the word. You know, some people use the word or use Jesus, use God like if he's their waiter, part-time lover, or whenever they need him. Not anybody online, I'm just saying. But we have to know that God looks deeper. That's why we need to spend more time with the Lord so he can see us where we are, you know, because at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, at the beginning of the day, who is it that we want to please or willing to please? That's a free will. Mm-hmm. It's a free will. It's a wonderful thing, free will, but it could be a dangerous thing. It could be a dangerous thing. My Pastor Dawn brought that one time. It's a gift, but it could be a dangerous thing. It's like a catch-22, catch-21, however that goes. That's what it is. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can even fool yourself into thinking that you're asking God in the right frame. No. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it goes deeper. You know, there's a lot of people out there that prostitute the word for their own desire. But God sees the heart. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, the heart is deceitful. See, these ain't my words, but I want us to be aware of what we're doing. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperate and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? God knows it. Who can know it? God knows it. God knows it. Praise God. So to be filled up when you're feeling like the cares of the world is coming against you, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
To be filled up. Yes. Yes. Like the cares of the world. Are coming up upon you, like distractions are everywhere and it's disturbing your peace, you need to go back to the word. You need to go back and fill up. You need to go back and actually already, we need to be already filled up, because there's going to be a time when the bridegroom is going to come. So spending time in season and out of season in the word is profitable for us. We don't want to be like the five virgins. that says in Matthew 25:1-13. You can read that at your leisure. You remember the five virgins. There were ten virgins. Five were foolish, and five were wise. The foolish one didn't have the oil when the bridegroom came. So he was coming, and they wanted to take some from the wise virgins, and they said, "Nah," I'm paraphrasing all that. Said, "Nah, you better go and see if you can buy some. Go." And they went, and the bridegroom came, and he came, saw that, he went in, closed the door with the five wise ones, and here come the five foolish, knocking on the door. "Over here, let me in." "Nah, depart from me, I don't know you. You know why? Because we got to stay filled up. We got to stay. God told me this one time. It was many, many years ago. Oh, Lord Jesus, decades ago. He said, I was in prayer, and he said, "Edna," he didn't call me Edna, he just said, "I'm coming back for my word. I'm coming back for my word." See, his coming back for his word means, are you in Christ? If he abides in you and you abide in him, because he is the word, he's coming back for the word that abides in you. He abides in you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I just remembered that. So, you know what? I'm just about finished, Dr. Clay. In ending, I want to do say this. I want to do say this briefly. Pastor Bennett was on the Call Unto Me ministry. I seem like I'm saying everything about the Call Unto Me ministry. It's okay because it's good. Pastor Bennett was on it. He was on the Call Unto Me ministry. And his subject was delayed power. See, God has given us the power and authority, but we got ignited. And the word, studying and being in the word, not so much quantity, but quality time, studying in the word, will ignite that power. You won't feel that when you go into a room, you feel intimidated by the enemy. Or intimidated because there's a lot of spirits out there, y'all. We go in with confidence because we're spending time in his word, confidence knowing that in the word is the presence of God, confidence to be filled up, confidence to know that he'll ignite you when you need him to ignite you, and the word of God will speak when you need to speak.
Yes.
Not to fall back or shiver behind a tree or a bush. No. God don't want no weakling. You know? And if we're weak, he will make us strong. You know, there's everything in the word. But you know what? We are our brother's keeper. When I'm feeling down and out, Elder John, it seemed like he know. Mother Gloria, too. Seemed like they know. You know, you didn't sound right. And they'll come, they'll impart a word unto me, and they'll pray. You heard Mother praying, and they'll pray. And you know what that does? It ignites from spirit to spirit. It ignites, enabling us to speak in confidence what God has given us, and it is that word. How much word is in you? I'm telling you tonight, we need the word up. I'm talking to me because it came to me first.
Yes.
We need the word up. Is it in you? Word up. Yes, it is. And if it's not in you tonight, it will be into you later on tonight or tomorrow in your mind. Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. And you know what? Jesus always, when he left the crowd and even left his disciples, he went to sup with the Father. He went to have that time, that quality time with the Father. And you know, God, and I'm really going to end with this. I thank God for his word. I thank God for what he's doing for you and you on the line. Know this, that the word of God, that God gives you words create. God is giving you the words. He's giving you that power and authority to call those things that be not as it is. So shall it be. Romans 4:17. And then it says in Genesis 1:3, and God said. And you keep looking through all that when he was creating. And God said. And God said. Let there be light. And God said. And John said. And Suzanne said. Gloria said. Edna said. Body of Christ, you said. And God will perform what you say. Word up. Is it in you? Is it in you? And to God be the glory. I have ended now, Pastor John. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Great word, you see. Great word. We're going to open up all the mics right now. Give me a few minutes to open up the mics. If you have any dogs or anything, please, I have all the mic, all the phones lines open. Please mute your mic. Please mute your mic. Please mute your device. Please mute your device. I'm not going to mute. Okay. The mic's open this time. If you'd like to make any comments, please. The mic's open. Amen.
Word up.
God bless you, Minister Edna. This Elder Showers. Good word.
God
good
bless
word
you, Father.
Tonight. Word up.
You know what?
It's almost like suit up. Suit up for battle. You know, the word is very important, and we live by the word. You know, we are instructed by the word, and God is, Jesus is the word. So I just thank God that we continue to have our daily bread, which is the word, and you have to completely meditate on the word. You know, things going on right now, we have to meditate on the word. God, what is you saying in this time of this season, you know? Give me a word, a reveal the word. Word is very important. So I thank you. I thank you for the word tonight. I thank God for the scriptures. I thank God for your diligence that you continue to speak in his behalf, that you are his child and you are his sister. So thank you. I got a lot out of that and some refreshing of it also. So God bless you and thank you.
God bless you. El Showers, spot, call of fire, y'all. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you to my sister, sister in Christ, Minister Edna. This is Deacon Pearl. I would just like to say that truly your word was good. It was good, real good, good right down to my sanctified soul. I started putting myself in the form of that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Mm. And you know what I started thinking about, as you said, the roots.
Yes.
Spreading out to the river. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I could just see it and I could feel it. Yeah. And I tell you, you just reminded me that I can do a little better. I can give a little more time daily to meditating on the word, not reading it so fast and trying to, you know, digest it and say that I know it and quoting words is to be saying, but to meditate on the word of God. But I just want to let you know, I can tell that your soul went deep. You felt, you knew exactly what we needed. And I just want to bless God and thank you again for the words you brought this evening. And to my co-pastor, Pastor Clay, and First Lady Suzanne, God bless the both of you. Sis Suzanne, I'm praying that maybe you get over that cold quickly, because it is said in the word, hey, we're just going to pray. And watch God change things. So amen, amen. Let me go back on mute because I'm getting a little bit excited here. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you.
Washington. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Is there another? Is there another? As we get closer toward the hour, is there another?
Good evening. This is Bishop Harris out of Chicago.
Whoa, Bishop.
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed you, Minister Edna. I enjoy you every time I hear you, period. And tonight you really gave me a lot to think about. I couldn't have a lot to say because I'm trying to save my voice for Friday night. But I thank God for you because you have let God truly use you this evening to tell us how we need to do and what we need to do. Because just like a minute ago, she said, I truly myself can spend some more time. And I realized that because you really broke that down about meditating on the word. And so I just want to tell you, I really appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much. It's sure to come. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. Is there another?
You know, is there another?
All mics are.
Mm-hmm.
I think 111 South Carolina. Your line is open now. Do you have a comment? Amen. Amen. We have time. Amen. Well, we're going to keep it moving. I'm hearing. Minister Herman, thank you for bringing a word forth, blessing. It was a blessing. Word up. When I heard word up, is it in you? Word up. You know, have you prepared yourself for coming? Have you prepared yourself for the coming of the Lord? Are you still burning with fire for the Lord? You know, when you were saying, that's what was coming to my spirit. You know, are you still burning for the Lord, or have you, or is your lamp half full? You know, is it about almost empty? You know, and so when you said word up and you start thinking, I start thinking about that, because so often we get caught up in life. We get caught up in life. We get caught up in the busyness of life. We get caught up in the hardship of life. And oftentimes, sometimes it just drains us. It just drains us. You may be taking care of someone in a nursing home. You may have an elderly you're caring for. It may be a family member. It may be even your child. And sometimes we become drained. You know, and this word, that's my thought. Are you word up? Are you word up in you? Are you full of the word, or is your lamp going dry? And when you start feeling dry, that's when you begin to start to lack. There's a lack of prayer. There's a lack of worship. There's a lack of love. You know, your patience wears down, and you're snapping at people really, you know, I mean, just the first thing, you know, that someone says, you're snapping at them, you know, because you're not word up. Because when you're word up, listen, we begin to start to act just like Jesus Christ. You know, we love in spite of what someone said to us, in spite of how someone treated us. In spite of what our faith, well, listen, we're word up. And when you're word up, listen, God's word does not come back void.
Yes.
God, he sees the word in us. So it was a blessing to me. And that's what I love about the word of God. When you hear the word of God, it speaks to each person differently. It speaks to each person differently. I mean, that's what I received. Someone else may have received something totally different. There may have been a different situation to someone else, and that's the beauty of the word. You know, the word meets us where we are. So I just wanted to share a bit of what I received when you said, you know, in talking about the word up. You know, I love that title, love the message, and I think that you did a wonderful, wonderful job. And thank you so much for your diligence, as Deacon Pearl said, you know, your diligence, and others have made comments in recognizing the time that you put in it. It shows. It shows. Mm-hmm. It shows. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You know, Pastor John, you know, I was sharing with my godson, Pastor Jared Haynes, about my title. And he said in the vernacular, he said, "Do you know what that means?" I said, "Nah, not really, because, you know, he knows a lot. He's young, but he ain't that young. But nevertheless, he is young." But he says, that's like, you know, a slang, or like the boys out there, or, you know, I think I'm getting it right. He said it's like word. You know how they're out there,
word,
the young men?
Word.
Word.
The truth. The truth. It means truth.
I have no idea. You know, you can tell I'm old. I remember back in the day when we used to roll, but that right there, word up. So I only gave what God was giving me, word up, meaning we got to fill up in that word. We got to set to show ourselves approval. Workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth.
Amen.
And
amen.
I like what you said about burning, Elder John. I like what you said about burning. You know, sometimes, you know, during the course of life and things happening, like you said, you know, people taking care of this one and that one, you can lose your passion. You know, you lose your passion. You know, I remember scripture my bishop used to say, who did hinder you in that, and I'm paraphrasing, in that running, that course that you, who did hinder you? You know, mm-hmm. And sometimes we get hindered. That's the enemy's job, to hinder us. But who did that you would either bear away or back off? But we're going to stay hot. We're going to stay hot in this last and evil days, because these last and evil days is, my God, today. It's rough out there, but we thank God. Men's hearts will fail them because of fear, but our hearts won't. They're failing.
Amen.
They have heart attacks. They're jumping off roofs and suicide and murder, but our hearts won't fail us because we don't have fear. Our fear is the reverence of God. That's our fear. We reverence him. We know who he is, and he knows who we are. He knows his own and another.
Amen.
They won't follow another. I am finished, Elsie.
To
God be glory.
Amen. I'd just like to pray over you. And you know what? I'm going to do something different, because I usually ask, you know, Dr. Suzanne to do that. Deacon Pearl, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Deacon,
yes, I am.
Another one pray for me.
Yeah. Listen, for those of you that's on the line, you know, these are family members of Blogging to Me Ministry, Calling to Me Ministry. You know, we all, you know, under the same, you know, we're loving on one another. We're all a family. Deacon Pearl, would you please pray over Minister Hamad at this time?
I'll be more than glad to. Let us pray. Heavenly God, our Father, we come thanking you, God, for, oh, my God, for the word that you gave to our dear sister, Edna Hamad, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you are who you are, God, and we just thank you for the word you placed in her heart, because, God, we had to meditate and realize that the word that she was bringing to us, God, was what we needed to hear. Oh, God, sometimes even the best of us, God, we don't read the word or say in the word. Let's be honest and do the word, God. But we come honestly this evening, God, thanking you for what you placed in her heart for your people. Oh, God, I pray that you will continue to bless Minister Edna. Oh, God, you know she's so energized, God, and she's forever always trying to do everything for everyone, God. But I pray, God, in the precious name of Jesus, first of all, God, strengthen those vocal cords, God. Oh, I know sometimes the enemy likes to attack all of those of us who want to spread the word and say hallelujah because you're such a great and wonderful God. But, oh, God, we know sometimes we have to fight the devil because he wants to put us to a point where we can barely speak, but devil is a lie and the truth is not in. And so, God, continue to strengthen Minister Edna Hammond, God, where she is. Strengthen her, God, as she walks day by day, as she talks day by day, God, as she goes about doing what you would have her to do. Strengthen her walk in her church, God. Oh, God, no matter what it may look like, oh, people sometimes can be so critical, God. They may not say anything good to encourage you, God. But, oh, my God, I pray that she will encourage herself, God, and we, all of us, are family, God. And let us remember to encourage each other, not only Minister Hammond, but let's encourage Co-Pastor Clay and First Lady Suzanne Clay and all those on the line, Mother Gloria Womack, and everyone that comes every week to listen to this line, God. Oh, God, I pray also while I'm praying for your servants, God, continue to bless Co-Pastor Clay, God. You know what he's all about. He works so diligently, God. You put so many projects and duties to him, God, but he says, oh, here am I, God. Send me. So I thank you, God, for his diligence, God. I thank you for his perseverance, God. I thank you for delivering him, God. He wasn't sounding so strong a couple of days ago, but oh my God, you brought him from a mighty long way. Thanking you, God, in advance for being Dr. Jesus. Continue to strengthen him and First Lady Suzanne, God. And before I go, all those that are on the line, I may not know you name by name, but oh, praise God, he knows who you are. Thank God, let's remember whose we are. So as we leave the line, God, I know you will still be in our presence. Let us walk the walk, and let us word up. Whatever that saying is, we're going to have to word up, stay in the word, do the word, and keep on keeping on, because, God, I know that will make you so pleased. I know you're smiling now, God, because you know I have a talk with you. We laugh, and I sometimes, God, you say, she's getting a little bit too personal, but, God, that's just how I am. I'm going to word up, too, and I'm going to continue to do your blessed will. So thank you, God. Thank you for Minister Hammond. Let her continue to go forth in the precious name of Jesus. And bless this blog, God. Oh, I tell you, I listen in sometimes. They don't know I'm on, but I just get, oh, I'm blessed, better than blessed. So I'm just going to close up now, God, but I will not close you out of my mind and heart. Let everyone say amen to the Father, amen to the Son. Amen to the Holy Spirit. Triune God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we come before, we turn it over to Minister Hammond from out of Long Island, New York. I would just like to add a caveat at this point. Call unto me, minister. Would like for you to come Friday. Come Friday. Friday at 12 noon, there's a prayer vigil. If you want to get word up, if you want to get filled, if you want to have the word overflowing, 12 o'clock, we're going to be praying from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Yes, that's right. From 12 a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m., 12 midnight to 6 o'clock a.m. starting this Friday. Come. Tell a friend that we're going to get word up on Friday at midnight. It's going to be on. And listen, we're going to have a good time in prayer. We're going to have a good time. And write it down. That's this Friday at 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock a.m. If you're wondering how you get there, how do you travel that journey, let me just tell you, okay? It's 727-731-9581. That's 727-731-9581. Come, call unto me, ministry. Come. That's the acronym, come. Call unto me, ministry. And you can be connected with a host of brothers and sisters in the word of God. You will be blessed above and beyond your imagination. Once again, 727-731-9581. 1-800-875-8581. Jot it down. Jot it down. If you want to get word up, if you want to get full, filled, overflow. Oh, amen. Minister, would you do the closing prayer?
Yes. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for you being in the midst of us. We give you praise for everything that's been said and done. We don't take anything, Lord. We're giving you glory. Thank you for the prayers that went forth. Thank you for Deacon Pearl. Thank you for Elder John, First Lady Suzanne, and everyone that came on the line, Elder Showers, everyone that had something to say. I thank you, dear God. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
In Jesus. God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you.
I can look beyond the sky.